Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa soft water for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, and she's been so kind, she's hanging around for another segment, Laura Kennard. And she usually is here talking about social media for business, as well as business networking. She's the first person that we have in the door each and every Monday. But we're going to switch things off just a little bit, and she's done that already, but I asked her to hang around because we're going to spend some time talking about Small Business Saturday. You game?
I am, all and right. I haven't had the opportunity to read this blog yet, so this will be first.
All right, so I want your input on this because you are also a marketer, and I think this is extremely important. Now, let me set the stage about how important Small Business Saturday is, and this is pretty incredible. According to a recent Sales Fuel survey, last year, 23% of U.S. adults shopped at locally owned businesses on Small Business Saturday.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That is a huge number.
All right. While that's lower, of course, than the 33% of adults who shopped online during Cyber Monday, get this statistic. More than half of those online shoppers said that they would rather shop at small, locally owned businesses if the price and product quality is similar.
Wow. So they would really rather be giving the business to their local people than shopping online.
Amazing, isn't it?
If they could get what they needed.
The price and, the quality, right. And get this. This was what I thought was real stunning. Millennials aged 25 to 34 make up the single largest segment of Small Business Saturday shoppers.
Wow.
Nearly 25%. So my thing, to small businesses, they're all concerned about going online and that the millennials are not going to shop in their small business. Stop it. Don't worry. The demographic does shop online, yes, but they would prefer perhaps to come into your store.
And, I think that comes from a few different personality traits of the millennial who really is concerned about giving back, about supporting local, just local music, local food,
it's a trend.
All of that is a trend. And I also think that we have pushed the online aspect so much that people start to crave sort of that actual contextual experience of being in a store at the holidays, especially when it's just a fun thing to do with friends, and it can become an actual outing, something to do instead of just sitting behind your computer
and not interacting with people.
Right, exactly.
So I formulated six things that I think any brick-and-mortar business can do, any small business can do, leading up to next Saturday, which is Small Business Saturday. And all these tips and tricks, these also go beyond just Small Business Saturday. You can go right on through the fourth quarter and maybe utilize some of this into the first quarter, which is usually significantly lower in sales. So how do you grab the attention of people from millennials to boomers? Let's go. More than half of last year's small business shoppers also shopped at brick-and-mortar stores.
Okay.
Behavior, so that you're going, okay, wow, they shop Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be tapped out on Small Business Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Could be. But to avoid them being tapped out and to call attention to your store, here's four things I think that anybody could do. Number one.
Oh, nice.
All right. I mean, right now, create some in-store signage reminding shoppers that Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and you've got even more deals coming.
Okay.
So if they're out on Black Friday already and they're in your store, entice them to come back the next day because this is not all we got. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday.
We've reserved some things that are for that national event. So,
right.
I mean, like,
it is. Also, social media outreach. I think it's important to do the same here. Remind folks that dollars spent locally stay locally.
That's right.
Because that matters to people.
Absolutely.
What do you think about this? A photo op opportunity. Take a section of the store, decorate it with fun stuff so that folks, and your logo or whatever, and so folks can take selfies of their shopping experience, or better yet, you take images of them shopping in your store, ask, of course, and then share those on your Facebook page or, even better, Instagram.
You know, and Instagram has some great opportunities for Shop Now, so you can actually take some of what you have going on in your store. And if there are other people that want to, even on Small Business Saturday, still purchase online but local, they can go to your Instagram and do right. Shop Now right to your website, but it's still keeping it local. So, but I think that owners that I've talked to, this comes down to thinking like a publisher all the time. So, you know, I think when people get really overwhelmed, when they think they have to put on this hat, take this hat off, put on this hat.
Yeah.
And really, as you're going through your day to day, you just start to think about, and I know whenever I'm out, I can't tell you how many times I have my phone go, oh, that would be such a neat picture, you know? And so you really just need to think as you're seeing the world in your store, seeing people shop, seeing these things happen, that you just sort of have your phone at the ready
right.
and take, you know, opportunity of real life, real time things as they're
things
going
that are
on.
Going on. Mm-hmm. People enjoy that.
Yeah.
And the final tip in this whole, the first segment.
First four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first one. Traditional marketing. I think if people are buying ads to promote Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
they should also have something in there about come and see us on Small Business Saturday
right.
on the 26th and why. So, just,
I mean,
you know, yeah. Why not take
You're
advantage of that?
You're spending this money on the advertising
exactly.
and then why not? And, you know, I think that people also miss the opportunity that you can, if you have people that are parked in your parking area, you can run out there and put stuff about Small Business Saturday underneath their windshield wipers. You know, you can put something in their bag. You can
yeah, come back
all
see
this
it.
Week, you
Absolutely.
Know, be doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Number two on this relatively short list mm-hmm. of stuff that I think any business, any small business can do to make next Saturday, the 26th, more successful. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, Small Business Saturday shoppers are going to be turning to smartphones mm-hmm. to find out all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
You know, product information, reviews, compare prices. If you got free Wi-Fi in your store, let mm-hmm. the customer know about that.
Oh, true.
Let them
Absolutely.
Know that they can use that. If you're doing email marketing, make sure the messages are mobile-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And links go to mobile-friendly landing pages. We were just talking about that in
yeah.
the last segment.
Yep.
That speak to shopping opportunities in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing text message marketing,
mm-hmm.
because about 36% of millennials in the study that we just quoted say that they took action based on such advertising, you might want to give that a try.
My friend that has Fusion Boutique over on University has a combination social media outreach, and she does SMS text campaigns.
Right.
She does it very, she's very conservative. She doesn't want to overwhelm people with text messages. She has a club, a text message club right at her checkout counter.
Nice.
And then when she has, you know, Small Business Saturday or Black Friday, about once a month, she has a feature that is on her calendar. She sends it out. And it, you know, I'll tell you what, it's prompted me to leave work and go to her store, and
sure.
I wouldn't have thought about it yeah. otherwise.
There you
so.
Go. And it's instant.
And it's instant, yeah, absolutely.
It gets on your phone, mm-hmm. you go, whoa, what's this? All right, number three is give your business website and local search presence a going over.
Mm.
Well in advance of Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the store should be listed on local search directories. Make sure the information is correct,
mm-hmm.
that your business website is complete and accurate. Mm-hmm. In particular, make sure, listen to me, people, make sure your store's address, hours, and your phone number is easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
If you have special holiday hours, keep that updated. You can do
yep.
all of this yourself, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does all this matter? Get this story. Last week, I was looking for a phone number for a small business right here in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On their business website. Couldn't find it.
Really?
Yeah, they had it hidden way at the bottom in small type.
Oh.
And their site wasn't mobile friendly either. So what are we doing? Make it easy for people to connect mm-hmm. with you.
You know, and I think that sometimes there's cost involved and people shy away from having to redo their whole website. But it's something that if you don't have it in your budget right now or whatever, you need to start thinking about it. Because as we know, a year ago, Google itself started downgrading.
Oh, yeah.
Not responsive websites that you can't, you know, really access very well on mobile. And it just, you're going to have people get frustrated. It used to be that people, unless they did have a brick and mortar, then they wanted the mobile site so that someone could, you know, one thumb click to call and that kind of thing. But if you didn't have a brick and mortar, then who cares? Well, that's not the case anymore. People are actually doing full web searches, purchases, navigating right from their phone. And of course, these screens have gotten a little bit bigger.
But not that big.
But not that big. But I think because the screens have gotten bigger, people now will go to their phone. But as they're doing that, you have to make sure that even when you're doing an ad, it's got to be a mobile first approach. You know what I mean?
Because gotta make sure you're there.
Almost 90% of people are accessing things that way now.
We're visiting with Laura Kennard. If you're with us throughout the first half hour, you know that Laura comes in talking about networking opportunities for business and some social media tips. We asked her to hang over for the second half hour so we could talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday that's coming up on the 26th. All right. Yeah. Here's another one. Be social. This is kind of in your wheelhouse. Millennials are 57% more likely than the average shopper to take action based on an ad on a social network. So getting attention with organic Facebook posts has become more difficult. Mm-hmm. However, and you teach a class on this.
I do.
Facebook advertising is quite affordable and can be very effective. You can set a budget. You can monitor results. Target your advertising to very narrowly in zip codes in various communities. You know, pair your Facebook advertising with a strong presence on Instagram, maybe Snapchat, but do a 1-2-3 punch with this.
Well, and Facebook, of course, owns Instagram, and so there's some. They have the ability now to push out an ad to, you can create it for Facebook. You can click on, say, I want also this to go to Instagram. So they're sort of letting you create it together. And also, they have a mobile audience network that's outside of Facebook. So if you create an ad on Facebook and or an offer, they actually extend that reach out of the Facebook world onto websites that are in their network that are accessed mobily. So it's kind of a bonus, really. There's not an extra cost involved in that. You just need to decide. And it's only available through particular types of ads that you create on Facebook. But Facebook does a great job of walking you through. If you know that what you're trying to do is get people in your store, it'll ask you that question. And they help navigate very easily through what are the appropriate ads to place, etc. Mary Smith, I don't know if you've ever heard of Mary Smith. She's sort of a Facebook guru expert. She gets the first access to everything new Facebook. She recommends to plan your holiday marketing by creating a calendar that has some of these key dates, like Small Business Saturday and Black Friday, or if you have certain sales, create it and then push it out on Facebook and create things that you are engaging and that you know will be boostable from a paid aspect. Also, video is becoming huge. And if you want to get really savvy, you can even do retargeting where it has some instructions about how to take that pixel, put it on your website, and then it'll give you information about people that you can hit again that have already taken some interest in your site.
Yeah, all this is, and I know what small business people are thinking right now. I don't have time to do all this stuff, you know, because I'm cleaning the trash. I get it. But if you pick one or two of these things, you know, you don't have to do it all. But if you start to position yourself today, tonight, tomorrow, for a successful Small Business Saturday, how much happier you're going to be, and you can drop more to the bottom line. Okay, number five, savvy shoppers crave unique and individual. Things that are unique, right?
Yes.
So the marketing messages should emphasize what we think makes your store stand out from the big box retailers.
Absolutely.
I mean, in addition to personal service and a friendly greeting, one-of-a-kind products, carefully curated selection of items and gifts that people are going to find appealing, but also priced right, entice shoppers into your store with the backstory of why your business exists. And you were talking about that just a moment ago. People like the real, the backstory, what, you know, with Instagram and things. You know, so share that stuff.
Well, and I think one of the tips is very visual content, very emotional content. You know, with the filters with Instagram, you can create these really beautiful, like, photos of collections. If you have new stuff that's coming in your store just for the holidays and you're unboxing it, do a little quick video of that. People just love it as you're sort of unpacking it and putting it on the shelf.
Or good idea.
Have people in your store wearing things, model them. People love to see that.
And you know what
that.
Happens then? The people that are modeling whatever you have on will share it with their friends.
They absolutely will.
So it becomes,
Yep.
And finally, number six. If you do, right now, tonight, when you get back home, do a Google search for Small Business Saturday. And you can find a page dedicated to specific free printable items
that
you can utilize to help market your small business. It's so simple. And it's all brought to you by American Express, by the way, who've got a vested interest in this. But there's free printable stuff that you can use that are it's already there.
Right on their website. And I have Google search that and notice you can print it off, put it in your windows and everything.
Well, you can use it
they've
as
made
a,
it really you, nice.
You can use it as a header for your Facebook page. You can use it as a meme for all
they have a whole
of
package of stuff. Yep, absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, and you know, Facebook. Go to Canva.com. You can create special new headings just for the holiday so that it's got, you know, pictures. You can put the logo for Small Business Saturday on there. You can have different sale events. And then when you go to Canva, you can create something very professional looking, upload it to your Facebook, or they've got them for Instagram and Twitter headers as well. And then Twitter and Facebook allow you to pin a post, and I think LinkedIn does it too. So if you've got a sale coming up and someone lands on your profile, make sure that the first thing they see is like your list of sale dates and things by pinning, you know, it's just
top.
There's a three little options for more, ... Click on there. It'll say pin this post. And now every it'll time they go up. There, it'll stay up and float up at the top. So.
Great ideas, Laura Kennard. Thank you so much for hanging around.
Yeah, no
Fun
problem.
Fun to talk about this stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of work, but you know what? There's a lot of payoff during the holiday if you do it right.
So. Fourth quarter really can be made or broken on how, well, on how busy you get in the next several weeks. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
We got to go. Tyler says it is up on 6 o'clock, so that means that we turn into, what, turkeys or something. I don't know. It is Thanksgiving week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Laura Kennard's been our guest for the both segments today. Also, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the music that was created for the Business News Hour, you're listening to it right now, that's James Goodlett. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay. All right.